All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with you this week for your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. We are coming to you from the State Farm Center in Champaign, Illinois, once again. As we get into this week, we have the final week of the Round Robin Tournament. Round 11 is finally here. So that is going to have all the great matches. We'll get to how everything's stacking up there in a minute. But first, we go to the house shows from this past weekend. Friday night in Decatur, Special Delivery Jones defeated Chad Fortune. Johnny B. Badd successfully defended the Interstate 74 title against Devin Storm. Chris Canyon defeated Italian Stallion. Rick Martel defeated Al Perez. And in the main event, Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert defeated Gorgeous Jimmy Garvin. Now, Saturday night in Danville, another great lineup as Dangerous Doug Gilbert defeated Jimmy Golden. Beef Stew Lou Marconi defeated Danny Davis. Al Perez defeated Special Delivery Jones. Razor Ramon defeated Mike Jones. Superstar Billy Graham defeated Big Boss Man. And then in a non-title match, Gentleman Chris Adams defeated the Illinois heavyweight champion Iceman King Parsons. So that was a great weekend of stuff. We've had a great spring so far, especially in this round robin tournament. So before we get into the tournament, let's take a look at where we stand after 10 rounds. All right, after 10 rounds, we have the Gorgeous Gentleman up at the top of the leaderboard with 7 wins and 3 losses. Right behind them are the Fabulous Ones with 6 wins, 3 losses, and a draw. Right behind them are the Rock and Roll RPMs and the Acolytes with 6 wins, 4 losses. The Heat Seekers are next at 5-4-1. The Gilbert Brothers are next at 4 wins, 4 losses, and 2 draws. Right behind them are the Stud Stable and the Moondogs with 4-5-1. Right behind them, 4 wins, 6 losses, you have Superstar Billy Graham and Italian Stallion, Living Legend Larry Zbyszko and Beef Stew Lou Marconi and the Nightmares, and bringing up the rear with a record of 3-7 so far is the State Patrol. Now tonight, we have the RPMs getting the night off as they were scheduled to face the Moondogs. So the RPMs go up to 7-4. The Moondogs fall to 4-6-1. But tonight's matches look to be very interesting as we have the Nightmares defending the Illinois Tag Team titles against Larry Zbyszko and Beef Stew Lou Marconi. Superstar Billy Graham and Italian Stallion facing off against the Gilbert Brothers. The Fabulous Ones defending the American Tag Team titles against State Patrol. The Acolytes versus the Heat Seekers and the Stud Stable versus the Gorgeous Gentlemen. There we go with our matches for tonight to get to that final leaderboard. But before we get there, we have a couple other matches not involved in the tournament. First of all, is a return match from this past Friday night in Decatur. Interstate 74 title on the line. Johnny B. Badd defending the title once again against former champion Devin Storm. And Badd and Storm have a great match to start tonight's card. After 13 minutes, Badd simply looks to be keeping his belt by stretching the match out until the time limit expires. As Badd leaves the ring to stretch out the time, Storm tries to get at him. Manning tries to keep Storm in the ring. In frustration, Badd throws a chair into the ring. Storm grabs the chair and unfolds it near the ropes. Badd climbs onto the ring apron and tangles with Manning about the chair. Storm runs into the opposite rope, springboards off the chair over Manning and Badd. Storm takes Badd into the guardrail with a sunset flip powerbomb. Storm rolls him back into the ring and picks up the pin to regain the title in a time of 14 minutes, 16 seconds. Your winner and new Interstate 74 champion is Devin Storm. Right, next is Curtis Thompson and his gauntlet taking on Booker T. Third time. And the match turns into a brawl. I know that Alexandra made her normal prediction about Thompson's time to win, but I don't remember what she said. Regardless of the computer's prediction, the brawl spills to the outside as Thompson ducks the spin wheel kick that was his downfall last week. As Thompson is against the ropes, both men go over the top rope onto the floor. The two brawl outside the ring until Nick Patrick calls for the bell, having counted both men out. Well, Thompson didn't lose this time, but he still has to face Booker T next week. I'm not sure that either Thompson or Alexander are happy with their progress right now, but the official result is a double countout in a time of 7 minutes, 12 seconds. All right, as we start the matches for this week's final round of the Round Robin Tournament, we have the Nightmares defending the Illinois Tag Team titles against Larry Zbysko and Beef Stew Lou Marconi. So we have in this last Illinois Tag Team titles match of the tournament, the 3-time Illinois Tag Team champions to face a team that no one really expected much from. Zbysko carries the bulk of the match, which really infuriates him. Marconi has spent much of the match being knocked off the ring apron by either one of the Nightmares. When Marconi officially enters the match with the blind tag, Zbysko takes offense to his intrusion. Zbysko and Marconi toss both Nightmares out of the ring. As Marconi celebrates, Zbysko levels him with a vicious clothesline before catapulting him into the turnbuckle. Zbysko leaves the ring as the Nightmares slide back in. Ken Wayne pins Marconi to retain the titles in a time of 20 minutes, 31 seconds. It looks like Percy Pringle might have been the only thing that held Zbysko and Marconi together. Since he left the PWA, Zbysko and Marconi simply haven't been the same. However, Zbysko has never been one who absolutely enjoyed much success in tag team wrestling. I'm sure he is planning to get back into the picture for either the Illinois or the American heavyweight titles. That should be good to see after the tournament. All right, the next match. Superstar Billy Graham and Italian Stallion facing off against the Gilbert Brothers. And the Gilbert Brothers attack Graham and Stallion backstage as they are making their way down to the ring. Graham takes a wild swing at Eddie, but Eddie ducks it. He handcuffs Graham to a pipe running along the wall. Doug powerbombs Stallion on the concrete floor. The Gilberts drag Stallion down to the ring. They make quick work of Stallion in the ring. Doug gets the pin after a pile driver in a time of 2 minutes, 11 seconds. After the match, Graham makes his way to the entrance ramp. He has the pipe in his hand. The Gilberts start to pummel Stallion more, but the Nightmares rush the ring around Graham and Michelle. The Gilberts and Missy escape through the crowd before the Nightmares get to the ring. The Nightmares check on Stallion while Graham heads back through the curtain looking for the Gilberts. The York Foundation comes out to the interview desk. Mark Lorenz steps around the desk to speak with them. Alexandra starts to speak about how great tonight is going to be as both of her tag teams have the opportunities for great wins tonight, keeping the American tag team titles and winning the round robin tournament. Mark asks how all her men are dealing with the tournament. Alexandra says she has already answered the question. Mark turns to ask Thompson about his match with Booker T, but Alexandra stops him. She says that Booker T will not be a problem soon, except as part of the International Tag Team Champions. She has 3 teams gunning after those titles, and they will be hers soon. Foundation leaves. Next match has the American Tag Team titles on the line. The Fabulous Ones defending the titles against the State Patrol. The Heatseekers come down to the ring to make sure that the Fabulous Ones win the match. Kern nails Parker with a belly-to-belly suplex, and Parker rolls out of the ring. Elliot grabs Parker and slams him into the ring post while Kern distracts Tommy Young. Elliot rolls Parker back into the ring for Kern to get the easy pin in a time of 4 minutes, 27 seconds. Your winners and still American Tag Team Champions are the Fabulous Ones, Steve Kern and Stan Lane. After the match, the Heatseekers grab chairs and slide into the ring. They bloody both members of the State Patrol. The champions leave the ring, knowing that there is unfinished business between the other two teams that don't concern them. The Heatseekers spike both members of the State Patrol onto chairs with pile drivers before leaving the ring. All right, the next match. They leave the ring just to come back because it's the Heatseekers facing off against the Acolytes, and both teams have their work cut out for them. It's nice to see how this match is one of the final round matches. The Acolytes have a distinct advantage throughout the match, even though Russell holds his own against both of them. When Sigma gets into the ring, he starts to get overpowered by Bradshaw. Sigma tries to leave the ring, but Bradshaw stops him. Russell has Tommy Young distracted as Missy missed Bradshaw in the eyes. Sigma comes off the middle rope with a springboard cutter to get the pin in a time of 7 minutes, 52 seconds. Your winners are the Heatseekers. In the final match of the tournament, Stud Stable facing off against the Gorgeous Gentlemen. The gorgeous gentleman come down to the ring. Alexandra announces the computer's prediction of her men's victory in 13 minutes. The stud stable come out and do their best to prove the computer wrong. Rick Martel comes down to the ring, distracting gorgeous Jimmy Garvin. The stud stable hotshot Adams across the ropes before taking Garvin down with a double back suplex. Fuller gets the pin on Garvin after a pile driver. So your winners are the stud stable in a time of 9 minutes, 40 seconds. Martel climbs into the ring and attacks Garvin. Adams pulls him off his partner, but Martel tosses him out of the ring. Martel grabs the microphone and declares that he is the most gorgeous wrestler in the PWA. He challenges Garvin to a match next week to prove who truly is more gorgeous. Martel leaves the ring as Adams and Alexandra check on Garvin. All right, we are done with the tournament. So what does the final leaderboard look like? Well, let's start at the bottom this time. In the cellar is the State Patrol with 3 wins and 8 losses. Right above them with 4 wins and 7 losses are Superstar Billy Graham and Italian Stallion and Beef Stew Lou Marconi and Living Legend Larry Zbyszko. Right ahead of them at 4 wins, 6 losses, and a draw are the Moondogs. At 5 wins, 6 losses are the Nightmares. The Stud Stable finishes flat even with 5 wins, 5 losses, and a draw. The Gilbert Brothers are right ahead of them with 5 wins, 4 losses, and 2 draws. The Acolytes end at 6-5, ending up 5th in the tournament. Right ahead of them are the ones who beat them tonight, the Heat Seekers, at 6 wins, 4 losses, and a draw. Right ahead of them are the Gorgeous Gentlemen and the Rock and Roll RPMs, both finishing with 7 wins, 4 losses. And just eking them out to win the tournament are the American Tag Team Champions, the Fabulous Ones, with 7 wins, 3 losses, and a draw. And if you thought this card couldn't get any better, there's one match I didn't tell you about. Our main event tonight, American Heavyweight title on the line, Jerry the King Lawler facing off against Al Perez. And Missy and Perez come down to the ring. Missy grabs the microphone and explains to the fans how easily this match is going to happen. She berates Lawler for having skirted around her best wrestlers and trying to keep his title safe. Now she has forced him into the ring with one of her best performers. Perez is going to have a field day with Lawler tonight. Perez takes the microphone from her and tells Lawler that he needs to bring the title belt to him. He's giving him one chance to simply hand over the belt tonight to save himself from receiving the beating of his life. Lawler comes out to the entrance ramp. He has a microphone in his hand, but he's not able to say anything before the Gilberts and Heat Seekers nail him from behind. The four of them beat down on Lawler until Eddie whips Lawler into a backdrop by Sigmund off the entrance ramp. Elliot jumps off the ramp and grabs Lawler by the hair. Elliot and Doug drag Lawler down to the ring. Eddie and Sigmund are right behind them. Lawler tries to fight them off, but the numbers advantage is simply in Hot Stuff and Hyatt International's favor. Eddie rolls Lawler into the ring. Perez stands over him, gloating about how miserable the King looks. Perez strips the belt off Lawler's waist and holds the belt high over his own head. Missy proclaims Perez as the new American Heavyweight Champion. Lawler gets to his feet and nails Perez from behind with a forearm. Tommy Young calls for the bell to start the match. Lawler and Perez battle around for a few minutes until Eddie tells the rest of the stable to climb into the ring. Young quickly calls for the bell and the disqualification. Hot Stuff and Hyatt International beat down on Lawler with their 5-on-1 advantage. Missy grabs the title belt and hands it to Perez. Perez puts his foot on Lawler's chest as Eddie takes the title belt and wraps it around Perez's waist. Lawler tries to get up numerous times, but the Heat Seekers continue to stomp him into the mat. So your winner, by disqualification and still American Heavyweight Champion, is Jerry the King Lawler, even though the episode ends with Perez wearing the belt and Hot Stuff and Hyatt International having their way with Lawler. But I don't think this is the last we're going to see of Lawler and Perez. And definitely not the last we're going to see of Lawler and Hot Stuff and Hyatt International after this. But you're going to have to come back next time to find out what happens as we now leave the Round Robin Tournament behind. We have 2 weeks left until Remember Their Legacy. 2 weeks until we figure out, okay, what's going to happen with the Round Robin Tournament with the American Tag Team Champions having won the tournament. Who's going to face Jerry Lawler for the American Heavyweight title? All those things will be answered in the next couple of weeks. I encourage you to be back for that. Continue to support the podcast and your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. I'm Southern Dynamite. I will see you next week.